Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us, our political observer, Alan Chertok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Good morning to all the people who are up this early and listening.
We turn to some of the headlines of the day. The New York Times is editorializing on Democrats offering ways to make college more affordable. Here's just a little piece, Alan. A college education is a basic requirement for many middle-class jobs, but it's increasingly harder to afford. It goes on to say that Hillary Rodham Clinton released her ambitious proposal that aims to help students at public four-year colleges graduate without incurring any debt for tuition. And Bernie Sanders, Senator for Vermont, who is also seeking the nomination, has gone even further, said he would make tuition free for all undergraduate students at public institutions.
Well, of course, Bernie Sanders is exactly right. Look, how can we say that we should pay for pre-K all the way up through high school and not pay for college? I mean, you know, this is a way in which we segregate out people whose parents can afford to send them and those who cannot. And look, I always ask my kids in class, how many of you have college loans? And everybody raises their hands at a state university. So this has gotten out of hand. When I went to Hunter, I've said it many times, it was free. I don't know how we could have done it otherwise, but let me just say we did it. And I looked around and I saw a lot of people who would not have been there had they had to pay anything at all. And I must say that there were people like my friend Norman Adler, who when they started to just put their foot in the door and charge a fee, said this is the beginning of the end, and boy, was he ever right. And so Bernie Sanders is right, Hillary Clinton is right, but as the old saying goes, look what they do, not what they say.
Bernie Sanders packed a stadium of 16,000 in California.
All yelling, Bernie, Bernie.
Right.
Look. Bernie Sanders is the candidate of the middle left. Many of us are going to vote for him. We like him, and we know that he's right about so much that he's saying. Nevertheless, there is always a question as to whether he can do well in the South, in the red states, and whether he can defeat Hillary Clinton, especially among minority voters, where he's doing very badly. And you can see the rhetoric in his campaign changing. The other day, a disgraceful thing happened. A group decided they didn't want to let him speak for exactly this reason. And the next day, he packed a stadium. And when the polls come out, minority voters are really over the top for Hillary. And there is no doubt that if Bernie Sanders wants to have a chance, he's got to try very, very hard to make sure that those folks know that he is on their side.
One of these things that he did say, as you referenced, no president will fight harder to end institutional racism. And on the front page this morning, we see now an emergency declared, state of emergency in Ferguson after the shooting there.
David, that's right. Ferguson is a mess. One of the things that is perplexing is, what do you do? You're the mayor, you're the police chief, and somebody starts to shoot, or somebody starts to throw frozen water bottles, and somebody wants to endanger the public safety. You may be very sympathetic to the idea that, you know, we have some basic changes that we have to make so that the sort of institutional and other racism that exists in this country goes away. On the other hand, you have to protect the public safety. And even in my off-the-record conversations with some people who have been out front on the lines, they say, look, I'm a law and order person. You can't have a society if there is a breakdown in people's safety, including those people who are most endangered, who are those people in the communities where the greatest amount of crime exists. And sometimes we forget that a form of racism is not protecting those people who need the protection the most in some of our minority communities. Let me tell you right now, the police are in a tough spot. I'm glad I'm not a cop, but I do think that when somebody breaks the law, they have to pay for it.
Our political observer, Alan Chertok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.